Hey y'all, welcome to Bookmarked. I'm Nicole, your host for the evening. I'm a high school student who's taking an intro to podcasting class and loves to read, so I figured what better way to spend my time than making a book podcast. Each week we're going to talk about five-star reads, reading niches, and of course, the magic of books. Hey guys, welcome back to Nicole's Bookmark. And, you know, it's the beginning of March, given any beginning of the month, you are going to get a book wrap-up. And fun fact, I actually hate these. I hate watching them. But if you can't beat them, join them. That's the new mindset, the new motto for me. Which is honestly like a terrible motto to have. Like, oh, I'm going to go do cocaine because if you can't beat them, join them. So, you get it for now. And like I said, it's February wrap-up, so all I have read this month, or last month, was just, like, basically SJM's entire discography, and it's kind of bad, but I am going to defend my honor really quick. Yes, I did read every single book, basically, last month, and that's because the new Crescent City book came out the very end of January, January 30th. So I was like, oh my gosh, rumors were circulating that ACOTAR characters were coming back. And I was thinking, ACOTAR, maybe throw in a Glass character. So I, of course, read all of ACOTAR, and then I read Crescent City. So that is my, like, defense for it. But honestly, it is kind of embarrassing to have read it. No variation. It was just her that I read. It's okay. Anyway, let's start off with the first one. I read ACOTAR, A Court of Thorns and Roses. She was good. I started her back in freshman year, and I hated her because it was like a Beauty and the Beast. What is it called? Beauty and the Beast. It was just basically Beauty and the Beast, and then it actually wasn't, and I was so wrong. And I regret not reading it freshman year, but I just, like, couldn't. Oh, retelling. It felt like a Beauty and the Beast retelling, and I hated it so much. And I, you know when you go to Barnes & Noble, and you, like, you're with your friends, and you point out every book you've read, or you haven't read, or you want to read? Well, I was doing that, and I was like, do not read this book. It's awful. And she was like, why? And I was like, Beauty and the Beast retelling, you're going to hate it. She loved it. She did read it. Not freshman year, but she did like it. And then the librarian, or like one of the ladies who worked at Barnes & Noble, she was like, girly, you gotta read it. And I was like, I can't get past. There's multiple things I couldn't get past. Her painting and the Beauty and the Beast retelling. Because, okay, let me justify the painting thing. Nobody ever told her she was a good painter. Like, nobody was like, wow, you are amazing. It wasn't until the very last book, and that five books in, then you get a compliment. It's a little embarrassing. And literally when she painted that house, Moore was like, wow, why are Amarin's eyes on the door? Like, it's that type of stuff. And I couldn't handle it. So it was just, I was embarrassed for the painting. Anyway, I wish I had read more. I stopped like 40% through the first time. And then I picked it up last month, finished it. And I really liked it. I thought the trials, basically, ACOTAR is about this girl who's named Feyre, and she kind of gives off Katniss Everdeen first 20 pages, then everything blows up. She's not Katniss Everdeen anymore, she's Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and Nesta is the dad. And, no, Nesta is Gaston. Let me rephrase. Nesta's Gaston, and, yeah, it was a good book. I loved the ending, loved Sarah can really do wonders with her plot twists besides Crescent City. Okay, we'll get into that in a second. Then I read Akimov, A Mist and Fury. Loved this book. This book is my favorite one out of the three Feyre POVs. And, oh my gosh, just everything about it. I love when it's right when she, like, starts going to the Night Court, and Rhys is asking about Cass, and he's like, what does Cassian think? He's asking more about this. And I was like, Cassian? I was like, is this the guy who I've been hearing about for like 3 years? And now I get to meet him. I was so excited. I could not contain my joy. Then after, oh, I gave that a 5-star. And then I gave ACOTAR a 4-star. Like I said, like at the beginning, it was hard to get through because I just couldn't get behind the Beauty and the Beast. But afterwards, it was smooth sailing. I could read real quick. And then Akimov, loved. It's forever my favorite. And then I read, that was a 5-star. And then I read Akawar. Akawar, I stinking loved the beginning. I loved how cool Feyre was. She was really going at it. She was like manipulating the whole situation. It kind of gave off Aelin vibes, but Aelin is like the master manipulator and Feyre is still learning. I mean, she can't do it quite yet. Okay, manipulator scale, like manipulator rating, Aelin, of course, on top, then Feyre, then Bryce at the very, very bottom. Like, that chick, it's just embarrassing when you compare it to the two. I'm like, her manipulation is like, oh yeah, I got this kid, we're good now. I'm like, that is not it, babe. Anyway, I gave Akawar 4 stars because I'm just like not a fan of the war. I never am a fan of battles. And also when you compare it to ACOTAR, I mean, not ACOTAR, Throne of Glass, the war in that is just like a lot more thought out and it was spanning over like 3 books. And then this was 1 book. And so I'm like very big on comparison when I read authors in the same book. So that might be like a me thing. I don't know. But I gave this one a 4-star. Then I read A Court of Frost and Starlight. And guys, I was so excited to get to Nesta's book that I did not like it. Also, I don't love Nesta in this book. And I'm like, I thought A Court of Frost and Starlight just felt like a holiday special on the one of those Nickelodeon shows. And it just didn't feel right at all. And it was too perfect. And they do not live in a perfect world. Nobody lives in a perfect world. And it felt exactly like that. And I miss the townhouse. I really, really do. Why can't we have the townhouse anymore? And Feyre is complaining about how it's too small. And I'm like, babe, no. I know, but please don't. I love the townhouse. Okay. Then I read Silver Flames, which is by far my... Okay. If I were to rank all of the books, I don't know which one would be higher. Silver Flames or Akawar? No, Akimov. Silver Flames or Akimov? Come off. Because Silver Flames, the ending, so good. Love the Great Rite. Loved a lot. I can't really pinpoint what exactly I loved about that book, but it was great. And also it went by fast for me because I just skipped through a lot of the stuff, a lot of that stuff. So that was nice. I was just like, wow, this book is so fast. And it was just because I was zooming. And then when you compare it to Akimov, oh my gosh. Ooh, I loved the little hut scene in Akimov. And I loved, oh, the cereal in Akimov is so good. I wish we got to see that. Oh, but I loved when they're in the middle in Silver Flames. That is so good. Is it the middle, though? Or is it in the human realm? Honestly, I don't know. Where she gets the mask. That is my favorite part of Silver Flames. And then my favorite part of Akimov, I can only think of the cereal. Who is my favorite character? Oh, but the Bone Carver? I am a fan of the Bone Carver. He's so funny. He's like this little silly goose. He's like, I don't want to leave my prison. That doesn't happen in Akimov, though. But he's a stickler. And still forever love the cereal. But I don't think I can... Okay, why am I just like going way in depth about like comparing things? Okay, guys, moving on from my favorite series ever. I read Crescent City, House of Earth and Blood, which is basically about this girl named Bryce. And Bryce is lame. I don't really know how to describe it. It's a utopian fantasy, which I was not a fan of. I'm not a fan of it. And then I read a bunch of reviews online and I was like, yes, I'm not an urban fantasy girly, but loved this. And go you. I loved the first book, thought that was really good. Second book, I just completely disconnected from the characters. Like, first book, I was like, I don't really care if you live or die, but I am reading for enjoyment. This book, the second book, I'm like, I could care less. Guys, do whatever you want. I have no care in the world. I literally have no emotion. And every single character besides the good side characters, like, let's be so for real, I'm only reading this book for the side characters. It's just, I don't think I can really express my anger for the second Crescent City book. I'm not a fan. And I gave House on Earth and Blood a 4-star. Oh, forgot my Duffy synopsis. Okay, basically, urban fantasy, you just watch her get her nails done, which is kind of interesting. I'm like, I wonder what color you got. Like, I'm kind of curious. I'm like, ooh, dipper acrylic. But do they have dipper acrylic? And then also, I think it's funny that Steve Jobs would have had to exist in this universe because they have phones. And I'm going off that Sarah is thinking of Apple phones and Apple products because that would be a little embarrassing. Imagine an Android. Ew. I can't imagine Bryce wearing doing an Android. She'd be like, this is below my pay grade. She would not. You would never see her walking around with that Android. And also, I feel like Lady Gaga would thrive in Crescent City. She would. She would be like, she just would. I know she would. And then Taylor Swift, not so much. No. 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 Anyway, that is my February wrap-up. I read 6 books and loved almost all. Yeah. Anyway, if you have any book suggestions for me, please let me know. Tell me on Instagram at Nicole's book, at Nicole_bookmark. Yes. And I'll probably read them unless it's the If He Had Been With Me. Guys, don't. No. People have been recommending this and I'm like, I will never read that. Please, please don't ever force me to. That is just, sounds like a nightmare. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye. Hey y'all, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Nicole's Bookmark. If you want to stay updated, follow me on Instagram at Nicole_bookmark. And join us next time as we explore new worlds, unravel the mysteries of beloved classics, and of course, chat with me and my friends about novels that we hate or love, but most likely hate. Until then, may your pages be filled with adventure, your characters unforgettable, and your bookmark always handy. Happy reading!